Hi, thanks for listening to my podcast. For the next couple minutes, I'm going to tell you something about plastic waste around us. How to deal with our massive plastic waste has been a problem for everyone on this planet in nowadays society. US and Canada together discard 22 million pounds of plastic into the waters of the Great Lakes each year. According to a new Rochester Institute of Technology study, most of it washes up along the shores, accounting for 80% of the litter found there. Before we go on to the bigger picture, let's start viewing this problem on a daily basis. Today, I have Pam with me. Welcome, Pam.
Hi, I'm Pam. I'm a junior here at the University of Michigan, and I'm an environment major.
Thanks for coming, Pam. My first question for you is really simple. Do you consume plastic a lot in your daily life, and about what percentage?
Yeah, I try not to, but it can be very hard because individual packaging is often plastic, and Tupperware is plastic, and to-go containers are often in plastic. So I try not to, but yeah.
So do you recycle them at school?
Yeah, I checked the number because I think the school doesn't take 3 and 7, and it also doesn't take glass. So if I'm on campus, I don't recycle those, but if I'm like in Ann Arbor or in my apartment, then I do recycle as much as I can.
Cool. And on campus, do you find people recycling plastic a lot? Or do you think the school has emphasized a lot on recycling?
I think the school's pretty good at emphasizing it because we have, like, anytime you see a landfill trash can, you also see recycling right next to it, and then they have the little pictures about what goes where. So I think people generally know what's recyclable and what's not, so it's somewhat easy for them. But if some people are, like, lazy and don't want to figure everything out, so they just put it in the landfill because it's easier.
So after the recycling process, do you believe that our recyclable plastic wastes are taken care of properly?
I think there's a lot of room for mistakes because some things that we think are recyclable aren't, like cardboard boxes with oil stains on them, or like sometimes when you throw out plastic and there's a bunch of food all over it, the recycle plant doesn't sort that through, so it ends up in the landfill anyway. So I think that a lot of it ends up in, like, lakes and streams.
How do you think we can improve both in individual side and the government side?
I think the university could be more transparent about, like, or more educational about what the numbers mean and which numbers they take, because they don't take everything. And then, like, being more, like, explaining more about how to recycle effectively. So, like, cleaning out your containers and putting the right things in the right bins, so that way when it gets to the plant, less error is made. And also, I think the government could expand bottle bills and, like, ban certain plastics, like plastic bags. I always use paper bags when I go to the grocery store. So, like, I think carbonated drinks, they fall under the bottle bills, but, like, bottled water and things like that don't. So just expanding that and making, like, all plastics have some kind of incentive for people to care more would be a lot better.
From Pam's words, we can see that she really cares about the environment and she is trying her best to protect it. However, the problems she encounters can also be the problem you are facing. There are limits as we are trying to recycle our plastic wastes. I hope that after this podcast, you can think more about your personal plastic wastes, and also, if you have the ability, call for more people to do so. If we don't want plastic everywhere in our living area, nor do these ocean animals, nor do our future generations. Thank you for listening. That's it for today. Bye!